The hard-pressed Bosnians clearly wish they could do without these uncontrollable savages. But Bosnian President Izetbegović decided to take aid where he could. Many of the names we first encountered in Bosnia showed up later in other roles working for al-Qaeda. Among the top jihadists in the Bosnian fighting were Abu Suleiman al-Maki, who would later show up standing next to bin Laden in December 2001, as the al-Qaeda leader extolled the September 11th attacks. Abu Zubair al-Haili, who would be arrested in Morocco in 2002, plotting to attack U.S. ships in the Straits of Gibraltar. Ali Ayed al-Shamrani, who was arrested in 1995 by Saudi police and quickly beheaded for involvement in attacking the U.S. military aid mission in Saudi Arabia. Khalil Deek, who would be arrested in December 1999 for his role in planning attacks on American facilities in Jordan at the Millennium. And Fatah Kemal, who would be fingered as part of the Millennium plot cell in Canada. Although Western intelligence agencies never labeled the Muj activity in Bosnia an al-Qaeda jihad, it is now clear that is exactly what it was. Although, not seeing it entirely for what it was, the United States did begin to act against the jihadist presence in Bosnia. U.S. officials made clear to Bosnian President Izetbegović that jihadists would have to leave, that he was riding a tiger that would swallow him at some point. The Clinton administration also made stopping the war in the Balkans its highest foreign policy priority, introducing U.S. forces and hammering out the Dayton Accord. A part of that Dayton Accord called for the eviction of the Muj from Bosnia following the end of the fighting. We didn't know that they were al-Qaeda, but we knew they were international terrorists. As it became clear that diplomacy had not entirely worked, in 1998, French troops raided one of the remaining Muj facilities still operating in Bosnia in violation of the Dayton Accord. They arrested 11, including 2 Iranian diplomats, and 9 Muj. The facility was filled with explosives, arms, and plans for terrorist attacks on the U.S. and other Western troops. Bosnia was largely a failure for al-Qaeda. They invested men and money, but were unable to establish a major permanent base, unsuccessful at turning another country into part of the caliphate. They did, however, gain further experience and burrow deeper into Western Europe. For the United States, Bosnia was largely a success. The U.S. blocked Iranian and al-Qaeda influence in the country. Moreover, the CIA was able to cripple parts of the al-Qaeda network and uncover others. Much of what was uncovered was in Europe, where al-Qaeda had taken advantage of refugee policies and other forms of international openness to lay down roots. Although Western European governments knew what was present in their countries, many continued to turn a blind eye to al-Qaeda's presence.